We are up to Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Hei. We will be completing the Simen as well as doing the first Sif of Reish Tzadik Beis. Sif Hei Tzarech Lasosa Bapas. You're supposed to have Shalashudis, or you're supposed to have Pas at Shalashudis, because we learn it out of the three times that it says Hayom, and you should have a nice meal. V'yesham Shiochal Lasosa B'chol Machol Ha'osui Mi'echod. Others say that you can have it with any food that is made from one of the chameshes minei dagon. Why is that? Because it's not the derech to eat a sudas pas for this third suda, but lachatchila everyone's moda that you're supposed to have sudas pas. This the Mishnah Berurah says of chameshes minei dagon only in a way that you're chayef to say bar minim zonas on them. Some hold that something that's normally the essence of your meal, together with the bread, such as basar v'dogim, that would be the right thing. Avalo b'peris, b'yeshorim dafilu b'peris yachal asosa. This other day holds even fruit. Usvar rishona ikar, shetzarach lasosa b'pas, elim kenu saveya b'yoser. Mi'ikar adin should be on pas. If you don't have pas, so then you can have chamesh zmini dogan. If not, then basar v'dogim. And if not, then peris. Hagob makom sheyef shel lechol pas kom be'erev shav pesach aliyas b'shabbes shosvul lechol pas la'acher mincha kedel kamon. So an erev pesach aliyas b'shabbes where you cannot have pas, then you can't have chametz because it's after the zman, can't have matzah because it's erev pesach. So in such a case, we would rely on one of the other days and perhaps be kaveh suda on basar and dogim. The Mishnah Berurah says that the best thing to use for Shalashudis and Erev Pesach Aliyas for Shabbos is matzah meal. Make something with matzah meal. Sivav Noshim Chayovis Pesuda Shlishis. Women are chayev in Shalashudis because in all the inyonim of Shabbos, men and women are equal. Also, because the man fell down for women too. And the same thing is that women are chayev in Lechem Mishnah for that reason. Next, Simon Reis Tzadik Beis, B'mincha Omrim Asher V'Letzion V'Nisfilasi. We say Asher V'Letzion V'Nisfilasi. What's the reason that we say it? It's to make up for the morning. And we don't say Asher V'Letzion Shabbos morning because davening is very long and we're afraid that people will lose out on their own Shabbos. Umotzian Sefer Torah v'Korin Gimel Anoshim Yud Psukim Parasha Habav Afilu Chal Yontif Lias B'Shabbes Korin Parasha Habav Lo B'Shvil Yontif, because the Kriya is for Shabbos. Now, as far as the Kaddish, what you do is you say Kaddish after Ashrei V'Letzion before Vanis Filasi, the reason we say Vanis Filasi is based on the Medrash. That when goyim eat and drink, so then they go crazy. We eat and drink, and then we come back and we learn. The minig is to say vanis filasi, even if there's no sefer Torah, but that's only in a day that there's kriyas Torah, which means on Shabbos, even if the shul doesn't have a sefer Torah, not so on yontif. Kriyas Torah itself, Shabbos minchas takonis Ezra. Now in Mincha, we don't say Kaddish on the Bima at all. It means a Kaddish after laning is always said at the Amid, and it's going on the Shmona Esrei. On Shachris, we say Kaddish twice because you end up saying Ashrei just before you put back the Sefer Torah. So what we do is we say Kaddish after the Kriya, and a second Kaddish that's going back on the Haftorah and is also just before Shmona Esrei. That's only on Shachris, whereas on a Tainis or on Sheni V'Chamishi or Shabbos at Mincha, on a Tainis or on Shabbos Mincha, but not on Sheni V'Chamishi, we don't say Kaddish over the Sefer Torah. They say Kaddish only after the Sefer Torah is put back. Whereas a Shabbos Shachris. We say two kadeshim because you say an ashrei after it. What happens if there's no sefer Torah for mincha? So we say vanis filasi, then they say kaddish and go into shmona esrei. You shouldn't say the kaddish before vanis filasi. You should say it afterwards.